Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot. Today is, of course, September 11th, 2021. Today was obviously the 20th anniversary of the terror attacks of 9/11 on the United States of America, which occurred, of course, on September 11th, 2001. There have been lots and lots of tributes today all across media reflecting on that day. It's been a day of mourning and reflection, really. And it's, you know, to me as an American, a once very proud American, you know, it's... It was terrifying. I mean, I was 20 years old, you know. I had just been raped, you know, not long before this happened. And, you know, it was this period of time where, you know, my head wasn't in a great space really anyway. And then watching this happen live, was hard, you know. There's no other way to put it. I mean, it was, I just remember sitting there staring at it, just going, it looked like a movie, you know. But so many people lost their lives that day and snuffed out basically in an instant. And it's, you know, even now, you know, it's hard to really put into words what happened. It was like this hole got punched right through the center of America on that day. And I don't know that we've ever recovered. I mean, there's been lots of tributes today about American resilience and resurgence and everything. But I tend to look at it a little different. As I kind of wrote today on the website, that moment made America more hateful, more vengeful, more racist and xenophobic, and it's only gotten worse. It was like a wound that was left to fester and become infected, you know. And now it threatens all of democracy in America and, honestly, the world, if truth be told. So, you know, the thing is, like, there have been worse disasters in terms of scope. I mean, we are in the midst of one right now with COVID, where we've lost, you know, 650,000 Americans in a year to a disease that people refuse to do the right thing in order to stop it. You know, when we talk about, oh, we came together on 9/11. Well, I mean, I guess we did. But let's not forget that a million Iraqis died because Americans got together and decided they were going to take revenge. How many people have lost their lives in Afghanistan? How many billions of dollars have the United States blown away on a pointless war that was initiated by the military-industrial complex. People like Dick Cheney, etc. And all it did was drive a wedge between people. And we've had, since then, poisonous, deadly, I think, personalities that have risen up and have kicked that wedge even deeper into America's heart. You know, of course, I'm speaking primarily of Donald Trump. There's other ones, obviously, but the last 4 years played off of a lot of that xenophobia and stuff that came from 9/11. So it's, you know, I tend to think a little bit more realistically about 9/11. I'm not ready to go and start singing the national anthem and beating my chest with pride over America's actions that resulted from 9/11. So ultimately, like, every one of us is tested by how we react to something, you know? And, like, in America's case, she lost that test that day and the days after that. She failed that test because the reaction was the wrong reaction, you know. Anyway, I've just had 9/11. I've had 9/11 overload today, so it's just hard to really, you know. Even now, I just remember the faggot that I was at the time, and the things that I was going through, and then how I felt when 9/11 happened. And so much about the world has changed and America's changed, and I definitely have changed. And I don't know. For me personally, I think I've become a better faggot and a better person, but I don't think America is better. I think America is much, much worse, you know. And that makes me sad. Anyway. I really wanted to talk today about a lot of other things, but I guess we're just going to have another little episode here, much like the last one, where I'm going to go over a couple of amazing things that have happened here. So, first and foremost, if you're on my mailing list, you received or are going to be receiving an updated email, because after my letter went out about my failings in mailing out the Unequals bracelet and being honest about it, an anonymous alpha, he wants to be anonymous, but he made a very generous donation toward taking care of the shipping. I just blown away by that, you know. I would never expect an alpha to do something like that. But again, you know, alphas, protector alphas, want to do what's right for the littles that serve them, right? That alpha knows what it means to these faggots to wear that bracelet, and be able to demonstrate to the world what they are. And so he wanted to do that for the faggots out there. And I think that all the faggots that are on the list to get a bracelet, they really owe that alpha, you know. Because he's one of the good ones for sure. And, you know, you think about faggots, they give away their money to fucking worthless fucking alphas, just trash alphas. But this alpha, he's the type of alpha that you want to tribute, you know. You want to find a man like him to serve because he's a good, good man, you know. So I thank that alpha, you know. I'm going to respect his wishes, you know, even though my inclination is to sing his name from the rooftop, you know. But anyway, so he's going to stay anonymous, but he did that. So I'm going to be able to get these bracelets out to everybody because I now have enough money to do it. So I'm grateful for that because it's been weighing on my mind. I got to tell you, it's been really weighing on my mind. I'm sorry if I've got a kind of weird tone. A buddy of mine took me out for a couple of drinks and I had a good time, you know. I'm not really drunk or anything, but I had some stripper hitting on me at the bar. It was just like, go away. Anyway, you're barking up the wrong tree in the wrong forest, okay? So, it was a female stripper, by the way. So, anyway, I also kind of, you know, I want to mention, I've got a couple of rape stories that are going to be coming onto the website. They're true stories. And I'm not, again, I'm not glorifying rape, but it's just something that happens, right? And it's, I think, as I've said before, I think it serves a function in hierarchy. The one of the two is from Master G. And partially it's a rape, cash rape. And so all you cash faggots out there are going to love this one because it's really, really a hot story. But I'm just kind of giving you a heads up on that, okay? I don't want to hear about it. I'm just going to publish the stories as they are, and we're just going to go from there, right? We're going to work together on this. There was something else. What was I going to say? Okay, here we go. sorry. I should edit that out, but maybe I'm not going to. Okay, if you're not on the Discord server, you need to get on the Discord server. We are going to be having a live Q&A with Master Titus and Master Tank. It's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on Monday night. So you should get on the Discord server and you should definitely have your questions and comments ready to go because you're going to get two alphas talking to you and answering questions. And also one of the questions I had on the website tonight came from an alpha who said, can any other faggots answer questions around here other than Sam? Well, all I can say is this. Go on the Discord server and ask your questions, okay? I don't understand, like, how it doesn't take any brains. I am giving everybody all the tools they need, all right? There's all sorts of avenues, you know, to suit every type of taste or preference. And so, you know, these kinds of, like, complaints are stupid, you know? Like, it's not like you're not even trying. Go on the Discord server. There's tons of action on that server. There's, you know, 1,500 people or something like that on the Discord server, and it's growing bigger every day. And there's all sorts of ways to communicate with people. So go on the fucking Discord server and ask your questions, okay? No, you don't have to go through me. I'm not the end-all, be-all of anything. I mean, I'm just a faggot with a website. So, you know. I just thought that was so dumb. I don't know. Sometimes you get a hold of these alphas, and they're dumber than a fucking brick. And you go, well, he's superior to me, I guess. I don't know. Anyway. It's those stupid alphas that they're the ones that make faggots start to think that they shouldn't have to submit to alphas, you see? Dumb alphas give other alphas a bad name, and it gives faggots a bad idea. So this is apparently one of those dumb alphas who can't figure it out. So anyway... Oh, I'm not supposed to be talking like that. Speaking of which, I guess, I did kind of talk out of turn with Master Nick. I did apologize publicly for my rude, out of position comments I made about him and his girlfriend. I will say this. Publicly, that my relationship with Master Nick has been strained over the last couple months, and certainly I'm hurt by it because I miss him. I care about him a great deal, and I feel like he's letting things down for himself by essentially caving in to this girl. You know, a female just has, they have a gash. It's like 2.5 inches long, okay? It's just a gash. It's a slippery, pretty nasty gash between their legs. They have some boobs too, I guess, you know, but like, there's nothing there that needs to take over an alpha's life. You know, especially if you own faggots. Like, you don't need to do anything. You have faggots serving you and giving you pussy, you know, or holes to fuck any time of the day or night when you want it. And they're doing all this other stuff for you, too. So what do you think a wife is going to do for you? Or a wife that doesn't understand, I should say, you know, which Nick's girlfriend does not. She does not accept faggots in his life at all. And so, you know, ultimately she's going to try to force him to give up his faggots. And what's Master Nick going to do then? If he's giving in now, what's he going to do then? You know, and see, this is the thing that just bothers me. And I got really angry when I found out that he was not going on this trip this weekend with Masters Jin and Master Matt. You know, I just thought it was abominable, okay? Master Jin is paying for everything. And he just wanted a vacation with all of them together just to have to enjoy what they have created. And Master Nick is not there. And I just think that's gross, you know, and sad. So I reacted badly. I'm not a perfect faggot, okay? And so I let people down, you know. I let Daddy down. I let my audience down, and so I'm sorry about that, you know. Anyway, well, that's enough rambling for tonight. I just needed to get past this whole day, you know. And oh, there are a couple of new designs in the Hierarchy store. I think you should take a look at them. Kind of like them, you know. But I'll let you guys be the judge of that. All right. Well, I will now let you go. Okay. I hope you have a good rest of your night, and I probably will talk to you tomorrow with some topic that I've been kind of pushing off the last couple of times, but I'm going to get around to it tomorrow, okay? Hopefully. Anyway, I will talk to you later, all right? Love you.
Bye. Within the sound of silence.